This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Oh, a lot of my friends, they are going bat-ass crazy for the new trailer for Kevin Smith's upcoming Masters of the Universe.
Oh, hell yes.
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it? Yeah, it's a Netflix show, and it dropped yesterday. And what's really got people just losing it is Mark Hamill, our boy Luke Skywalker, as the voice of Skeletor. And he only says three words in the trailer, but people are just losing it.
Yeah. Call your champion.
Awesome.
Call your champion.
Oh, yeah. Looking at the trailer. Yeah, actually, the animation looks pretty cool. I was a little worried. I like the old school Masters of the Universe, so I was like, I don't know if I want this change. And it looks pretty badass.
It looks so great. It's like kind of like the anime style of like the new Castlevania stuff, and I think it's done by the same company. And the trailer has Holding Out for a Hero. As the song, it's amazing.
I like that they kept the same costumes. They didn't try to like update them for today's times. They all look like 90s toys. They remind me of the toys we had.
Right, it's like updated, but still has that vibe of the original. Now I'm pumped. Although I got to be honest, not too excited about that Skeletor voice.
What?
I want this.
It's the sorceress, you boob.
Get that guy.
You only got three words so far.
Well, it wasn't enough for me to get excited about him.
Just as I suspected. Hollow, you metal-munching moron.
Now let me hear Mark Hamill Skeletor again.
Call your champion.
It's too ballsy. I want a more nasally.
I totally hear the Joker now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
You flea-bitten fur-brain.
Yeah, I want that. I want that guy.
I feel like he's probably not around.
You don't think?
Well, he's probably very old.
Ooh, his name is Alan Oppenheimer, and he is 91 years old.
Oppenheimer. Come on, Oppenheimer.
He can make it happen.
Of course, you worthless hunk of fur.
Alan Oppenheimer, I believe, is his name. Alan, I think, used to do stuff besides just voice acting. I think I know that name from, like, TV shows.
Looks like he's wearing a Star Trek uniform in a picture.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he sounds very familiar. Who did he play in Star Trek, Vicky? Let's see if we can find out.
One moment. He was also in the original Westworld.
Pathetic pair of pitiful pinheads.
Yeah, the name sounds very, very familiar. Why do I feel like he may have been the bald scientist guy in $6 Million Man?
Maybe. He was Nizu Ambassador in Voyager.
Yeah, duh, BJ.
Yeah.
Come on.
And in Deep Space Nine, he was Captain Keo.
Captain Keo, yeah.
Yes, of course.
I can't remember those folks.
Oh, and then in Next Generation, he was Korov.
Karoff. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, Karoff. That sounds like a Klingon.
Right. It sounds like a doctor on Grey's Anatomy.
And he was Dr. Rudy Wells in The $6 Million Man.
That's who he was. Wow. It's Rudy Wells. Yeah.
How do you know these things, dude?
I remembered Oppenheimer's name. It was just a name that stuck out during the credits. So he was Rudy Wells.
That is a very memorable last name. Oppenheimer.
Wow, so Rudy Wells was Skeletor. I never knew that all this time. And a lot of folks that watched $6 Million Man like me growing up, you know Rudy Wells. You know the doctor. So he was Skeletor?
Now, why do I surround myself with fools? Even the robots are smarter than you.
Well, you know something. I got to give him a lot of credit. You know what I mean? The fact that he's that voice.
You royal boob.
I would never know that was him. I would never know that was Rudy Wells.
Way too many Skeletor sound drops.
Not enough.
Yeah, you
guys. Sorceress, you boob.
Oh, yeah. We ran to them all.
And he is actually back for Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Is he Skeletor's dad?
No, he'll be Moss Man.
Why? Well, if you're gonna hire the guy, have him be Skeletor. Make Hamill Hoss Man.
He was a lot.
Hoss Man.
He did a lot of voices for He-Man, actually. He did Cringer, Battle Cat, Man-at-Arms, Dr. Sheevan, Melakatha, Angus Ock. Like, he did a lot of voices. So
the Skeletor voice was so iconic. And somebody even said Mark Hamill voicing a bad guy. No surprise there. Another person says, It sounds too much like his Joker character.
Absolutely, yeah. I totally thought that as well.
I love that we're just deconstructing 3 seconds of audio.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah, well, I think that's that. But Mark Hamill is so beloved in the world of voice acting that I felt like that's what they were going for. And maybe Oppenheimer just can't do that high-pitched voice anymore. I don't know. It's odd that they didn't at least give him a shot.
Or they just wanted to use the star power of Mark Hamill. I mean, I'm sure he's probably fine. I just love that old Skeletor voice. It's going to take an adjustment to get used to the new Skeletor.
Oh, totally. Well, don't worry about it. If you miss it, you can also just watch Lost in Space to see where they ripped it all off him with Dr. Smith.
I have zero interest in watching Lost in Space.
Of course you do. Why would you want to watch the original? You know what? Sure. Watch the Flintstones instead of the Honeymooners. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love the Flintstones.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, you know, again, just watch all the ripoffs. Thank you.
Is Lost in Space a Battle Cat? Or
no.
Ram Man?
No.
So shut it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I know that all you guys are excited for it, but wasn't my generation. I'll watch it, and hopefully we'll enjoy it. At least it'd be Hamill being in it and Dr. Rudy Wells being in it. All right. You know, at least it's something for me. Yeah. But yeah. But hey, a lot of folks are losing their S, though. They're loving this. So thumbs up from everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This will be my Saturday morning cartoon.
I'm pretty excited to check it out.
All right. It's going to be on Netflix sometime. I don't know when. Maybe tomorrow.
Someday.
Yeah.
Does it not
Russell
say?
Wilson. I don't know. It didn't. I don't
July
think
23rd
it
on Netflix. Boom.
July 23rd nice. Already. Oh, wow. Yeah. That is close. That is damn close. All right. Russell Wilson spoke to the media for the first time since all of the trade rumors started a while back. So you're going to hear from Russ. Steve's got it for you with the Migs Report at 6:19 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks you guys, and thanks to Korn, not the band.
Aw.
but the one on the cob, because today is corn on the cob day. Perfect time for barbecues. Throw that corn on the grill and enjoy yourself a little butter on it as well.
All right.
I don't know why I'm telling you how to eat it. I think everyone knows how to eat corn.
I'm not sure. Could you tell me that again? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, pop.
Popcorn, yes. Always great.
That's yep. The only all way right. To do it.
Kettle.
Ooh, kettle corn, yeah.
Kettle corn
is
you don't fantastic. Like corn on the cob?
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, what? You are an idiot.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was aggressive. Right.
It was. Very, and yeah. Deservingly so.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, sorry, Danny, but we've just, the kid gloves are off.
That's
yeah.
Fine.
It's been, what, 5-6 years? It's about time we tell you how we really feel.
That's fine. I've known it the whole time. I want to do corn on the Traeger.
Yeah. I do corn on the Traeger all the time.
I've never done it.
Is that an Urban Dictionary thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's when you know this girl. No, I'm kidding.
No, you got to do it Mexican style. Get your elote with mayonnaise and cheese and some spice on there. It's so good.
That is good.
I still love my favorite was at the White Sox baseball stadium that we went to for one time at a radio convention in Chicago. And they had as one of the concessions was just corn on a cob, but they would cut it off the cob and then just mix it with like butter and other seasonings and it and into a bowl. And it was like, you just ate it that way. I was like, so simple, yet so damn delicious.
Yeah, I forgot about that, Steve. That was a nice, and I don't think I've ever seen that in any other ballpark. That was tasty.
That was the only ballpark I've ever seen it in. And they would add other toppings, but like just basic corn and butter.
So that's what they have in Chicago for the White Sox, and we have crickets for the Mariners.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little butter, just as good.
Yeah. Is that why they serve crickets at at T-Mobile? Because no one's there anyway, and that's what you can hear?
Wow.
Shot there you go. Wow.
Too soon?
Well, you know. I mean, hey, they're only a couple of games under 500, BJ.
Yeah, you're right. What am I doing?
We're talking about how it's corn on the cob day, but June, and we're not midway through yet, so we have plenty of time to celebrate it, is National Candy Month. So, someone went on Google Trends to figure out what candies are most popular in which state. The most popular candy seemed to be Skittles and Starburst.
Yeah.
Starburst or Starburst.
Really? In the whole country?
Yes.
Those are the best.
Oh, that's insane.
Each have 7 states a piece for a popular candy. But I was wondering what you think is the most popular candy here in Washington.
Meth.
Wow. That's New Mexico. Bing, bing,
bing. We actually share it with New Mexico. It's pretty amazing.
Congratulations, New Mexico.
It's not meth. Oh, like number two.
All right. I'm going to go with M&M's because I love M&M's.
Wrong.
Picky.
Skittles.
That is part of the top ones, but not for Washington.
Dang it.
In Oregon, it's Starburst. So they're part of like the majority. Danny.
Well, just because Steve and I'm going to go with Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, great guess, but.
Wrong.
Yeah. It's got to be chocolatey. It's a chocolatey treat. It's got to be.
I'm going with Butterfingers.
Butterfinger,
also great, especially in my Mint Cheese ice cream.
Yep.
Wrong.
Damn.
Okay. Hey, well, what do we got? Hershey Kisses, Steve? I mean, I'm trying to think of something.
It is chocolate. It's, let's just say sometimes some will lean towards the left, others will lean towards the right.
Oh. Really? Really? So it's Twix.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Specifically Twix left Twix. Favorite. Because that's the dominant. No, it's just Twix in general.
Really? That's our favorite in Washington State, Twix.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
No, I'm okay with that. It's not my favorite, but I'm not disappointed by it. If someone walked in right now in our studios and said, here's some Twix, I'd be like, I'll eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to argue with that either.
Fair.
You know what? This is what a dream come true if somebody would walk in right now. Wouldn't that be great? Somebody just walked in. First of all, we go, I don't know how you got in the building, but that's okay. Here, you gave us Twix.
I'm okay with someone breaking security protocol if they're coming in with food.
Yeah,
personally. All right, let's talk Seahawks. Yesterday, they're doing their OTAs, and Russell Wilson showed up, so a lot of people were happy to see that. And he also did a press conference afterwards. And, of course, the main topic is going to be all the trade rumors. Granted, it's all been like shut down. He's with the Hawks. Everything's cool. But, you know, for a good like month or so, everybody was losing their collective mind. Like, is there a rift between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll and John Schneider? Does he not want to be on the team? Is his agent saying there's 4 teams that if he's going to be traded, these are the teams he'd want to go to? The Chicago Bears, they were on the high of highs, and then they cried massively because they couldn't get Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
So this is all going on, and the press conference was really good. It was about 25 minutes or so, and he made it very clear that he's not leaving Seattle. He loves Seattle, wants to be here for a very long time. But people did ask about the trade rumors, and here's Russell's response to that.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, obviously I love Seattle. I love playing here. I think there were some, you know, unfortunate frustrations after the season. Obviously you want to win it all and do it all, and, you know, I think unfortunately it got a little bit blown out of proportion a little bit. You know, in terms of the trade talks, I think that the reality was there were a lot of people, there was a whole thing saying that I requested a trade. And that's just not true. You know, I didn't request a trade, you know. So everything kind of started from there. And then obviously tons of teams were calling. And I think that the reality was is that I didn't really want to go anywhere else. I wanted to play in Seattle. But if I had to go somewhere, these are the teams I would go to consider. At the end of the day, I have no trade clause, right? So I think for me, though, you know, I had a great conversation with Coach Carroll. Had a good, really great conversation with John, too. You know, we're on the same page. You know, we're here to do what we're meant to do. And that's to win it all. Coach Carroll and I's relationship couldn't be stronger on it. You know, my focus is to win, and winning is everything to me.
Winning is everything to him, BJ.
You know what? I like that answer. I think we did get a little insight into what was going on. I was afraid Russell would just be too much rah-rah, but he was positive, but also said, yeah, you know, which made me feel like there was a moment where if we weren't on the same page, he's the teams I would go to. So definitely, mm-hmm. I think Russell was like, we need to get on the same page. Is what he says, what I'm reading between the lines of all that.
And it was interesting because at one point they talked about like when it all came out, because it was on the Dan Patrick interview. And so he even said, it's like, look, I was going on to do the Man of the Year, talk about the Man of the Year stuff. These questions came up. He kept pressing. He was hitting me with questions I wasn't ready for. It almost sounded like he was like, I wasn't prepared, and I just kind of started speaking honestly, and that's what came out. I didn't mean any harm by it, and it got blown out of proportion. But one person did bring up a great question, and that question was, well, why'd you guys wait so long to address it, and you just let the media go nuts with it? And here's Russell Wilson's answer to that.
Sometimes things are family matters. Not everybody else is a part of it at the time. You know, because the reality is that, you know, there was calls going around that I could have possibly been traded. You know, I think the reality is that we had to have a lot of conversations. We had some great ones along the way, and it made our relationship stronger, really. Me and Pete and John and all that. So I think more than anything else, the reality of sports is that a lot of things can happen, right? And that's just the reality, right? And I think that for me, you know, I think the reality is that the greatest thing about it all is I'm here. I'm ready to roll. I'm more focused than ever. I feel faster. I feel stronger. I feel smarter. You know, the reality is that I feel more dangerous than ever. I feel like I can do, you know, everything we want to do. You know what heals all things, Dave? Winning.
Yeah, Dave. Winning.
Who's Dave? How's Dave? My name is not Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Come on,
Dave's
Jimmy.
Not here, man.
It was Softy from Sports Radio. Okay, that's the question.
Ah.
You know, heals everything, Dave.
Wow, Softy. Dave. Okay, you know what? On Softy's show, I want someone to go, anyway, so BJ. Come on, Dave. Right. Do that for us. We know we let him say Dave on our show. How about in one of your interviews, just have somebody call you BJ? That's all I ask, Softy. That's it.
You know what? So we talked about this last season. I'm convinced that Russell Wilson has some kind of like somebody behind the scenes, maybe a teammate, puts him up to it, but like dares him to use a certain word or a catchphrase. Because remember in the past, there was a time during one of his press conferences where he wouldn't stop saying this.
It was tremendous.
He just kept saying everything was tremendous.
Yes.
I don't know if you were picking up on the word, BJ.
Yeah?
Did you pick up on
it? I really wasn't paying attention. What word did he use?
It was a word and a phrase, and that was reality. The reality is this. Reality is that.
Oh, how many times did he say reality? I missed that.
Well, I had a couple extra minutes this morning when I was listening to it, so I decided to isolate all the realities, at least for the first 20 minutes of this press conference, and I was running out of time. So here's Russell Wilson just telling us what the reality is in about a minute.
I think the reality is that that's the only thing I'm focused on. I think that's just the reality. I think that, you know, and the reality is, you know, and I think that's just a reality. The real reality is that I'm here. You know, because the reality is that the reality of sports, and that's just the reality, right? I think the reality is that, you know, the reality is that, you know, I love my teammates. The reality is that, because the reality is that, I forget, I think I was in the Bahamas or somewhere. I think that the reality was, is there are a lot of people, I think that the reality was is that I didn't really want to go anywhere else. Well, I think anytime in sports, obviously things can change. I think that's just the reality. Everybody knows that, you know, and the reality is that I think that, you know, I've always been compartmentalized. The reality is that, you know, my mind is so focused on us doing it. The reality is that your mind's got to be stronger than your feelings. And I think that the reality is that you can't get emotional or have feelings about little things.
Dude, you're right. Someone's got to be betting
him. It has to be. He's like, bro, watch this. I'm going to say the reality at least 30 billion times.
Wow.
How much are you going to give me?
He didn't say tremendous much, but he said reality a lot. And then previously he just kept saying tremendous.
It's the reality, Russell Wilson. If that's his, if he was a wrestler, that'd have to be his name. And that's the reality of the situation.
Do you feel like there was a point where the Seahawks are going, if we can get something really stupid, we will trade him. Like, if somebody's dumb enough to give us what we ask for, sure, here you go.
I don't think they had, like, a set thing that they wanted, but they'd be dumb not to listen, because who knows what someone's going to offer.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I feel like they're like, you know what, man, at some point, we're going to have to say goodbye, and, you know, the reality is
that, that is the reality.
Somebody offers you a ton, you're going to take it.
It was tremendous.
I'm listening to this. You just listen to the press conference, and you're like on the edge of your seat waiting, is he going to say the reality again?
Oh, he did.
And it just was just, and it seemed to be whenever you're talking about the trade stuff especially, so I don't know if it was like a crutch, or like that's just like how he was like trying to handle it. I don't know. Or maybe he's just lying to us and everybody says it's the reality.
Well, that's, you know, whenever anybody goes, can I be honest? Or, no, well, to be honest, it's like, wait, so previously this whole conversation, you haven't been honest. Now you're being honest. Oh,
you've
wow,
been lying okay to me this whole time, Russell?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's not tremendous.
It was tremendous.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Can I be frank? It's like, well, no, Dave, you can't be frank.
So I said, this makes me love Russell even more. Thanks, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, I noticed it, but I didn't notice it that many. And that was no doubles. Like, that was straight up. I was just flagging every time I heard the reality and just grabbing that clip and popping it
in. And you didn't even finish the whole interview you said.
And there's so still another, like, 4 minutes, and I just ran out of time.
There's probably another 5 realities in there,
right? Quite possibly. All right, well, Mariners, the reality is they suck. 8-3, they lost to the Detroit Tigers.
Go Mariners!
Done with the Tigers, now they're off to Cleveland. They play them at 4 o'clock.
Oh, Stanley, that's not going to get better.
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the reality, BJ.
Okay.
Oh, man, what a game yesterday, especially if you're a Vegas fan or you just hate Colorado because Vegas beat Colorado 6-3. Ended up advancing to the semifinals. They won that series 4-2. They were down 2-0 and came back and just spanked them.
Wow. Sorry, Danny, because I know Danny was rooting for the Avs.
And how
that's all good.
How about Vegas? 3 of the 4 seasons that they've been in the NHL, they've made the semifinals.
That's insane.
What a success story.
That is, when you say semifinals, that's that's the round before the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Final Four.
Yeah.
They're in the Final Four.
That's, so they got the conference championship, basically. Like you said, 3 out of 4 years. That's insane.
I mean, it just gets you more excited for the Kraken. I mean, this is a team that did the same thing as we were going to do, which is the expansion draft. And great leadership and great ownership and great, coaches. So let's hope that we have the same kind of success. That a lot of pressure now on the Kraken, huh?
That's true, but at least it's something to be excited for, knowing that it can be done, or at least that we can be competitive. Even if we, you know, even if we make the playoffs 1 out of those 4 years or 2 out of the 4 years of our first existence, that's still pretty amazing.
And what a game. I mean, both teams scored on their first shot. It was just like, oh, boy, it's going to be one of those games. The arena, T-Mobile arena, was just rocking, too, for the Vegas Golden Knights. It was a lot of fun. So they're going to be taking on Montreal on Monday to start the semifinals, and then Tampa Bay and New York, the Islanders, they start on Sunday. As far as weather, 61 degrees, that's the reality of it, and it's going to rain. And that's what's up.
That is what's up. So it's Vegas versus Montreal.
Vegas versus Montreal.
So this is definitely a weird playoff thing this
year. They reshuffled everything because of the COVID, and they finally opened up the border so that they can have, you know, an American team take on a Canadian team.
There we go.
But they're going to use, like, private jets and stuff. So, yeah, they had to reshuffle things at each round
to
make
sense.
This work.
I see. That makes sense. Yeah, that is very, very weird to, you know, for, because you wouldn't expect, like, Montreal wouldn't expect to play a team like that unless
until
it was
the finals.
Cup.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're kind of working around differently. I just hope any team other than Tampa Bay, because they just recently won the Cup. But Montreal would be awesome, because I love Carey Price, and he's just one of those goalies that never won a Cup, and it'd be great for him after all these years to finally get one. I love Vegas because of a goalie thing as well. And then the Islanders are a fun young team, and Matthew Barzal, former T-Bird, is on that team.
This is a very interesting year, Steve, because one of those teams, the Lightning, the Canadiens, or the Islanders, would not be advancing if it was a normal playoff, because they would have faced somebody else that would have beat them, obviously.
Yeah, you're right, because they're all be in the same conference.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So this is really, really strange.
And Vegas also got Shea Theodore, who's a former T-Bird. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. This is, you know what? I love these weird years, man.
Yeah, this is going to go down as one that, you know, like, how did that happen? How did we have this team taking on this team in the Stanley Cup semifinals? Yeah,
some people are going to look back and they'll go, wait, what? Oh, COVID. Okay.
I do love seeing all the love for Vegas, though, on my social feeds, just because there's so many, like, Vegas fans. And it's like, I was actually really happy last night that they won. I wanted the Avs to win, but, like, seeing just how much people are supporting him, it was like, oh, this is cool.
It's such a great success story. I mean, just what they've done for Vegas in general, like, just that city really, I mean, because when they first started, that was when those awful shootings happened at that country music show.
Oh, right.
And so the team kind of became the distraction
for the city and the community. And the players really stepped it up, and they got really connected with the community as well, with the Vegas Strong stuff and all those things. And I think in a weird way, that ended up making that city fall in love with that team super quick. And also success helps. As Rusty says, winning fixes everything, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. And as you know, Danny, I mean, the excitement around that arena and seeing everybody so excited to see a game. Man, it was so good to almost get in the arena and see a nice
dude
game.
I thought about that again yesterday. I bought a shirt, I bought a hat, we had the tickets, and then we get the call from the stupid ticket broker saying we don't have tickets after all. We could have went that first year.
I remember that, you know, I thought, yeah, there haven't been many times that Steve has let me down. Usually he's delivered on everything he said he could do, but yeah, this was the moment where I thought, yeah, Steve's losing a little bit of his edge.
Oh, whatever. You found me. you were happy to watch me be miserable that night.
That's very true.
I feel like you actually wanted to say, I feel like you probably called them and said, I know you say it's 100% guaranteed, but what's it going to cost for you guys to screw us over on the tickets?
You really don't get excited over much where if something doesn't happen, I've never seen you get upset. You're like, all right, well, whatever. You always just roll with the punches. This was the one time I was like, whoa, Steve is not rolling. He is like, you know.
I was furious. Yeah. I bought a hat and a shirt for the damn game.
Yeah, you did. And then we went to the bar, and there you are just sitting at the bar watching the TV with your hat and shirt going, I want to burn these two. I'm going to take this hat and shirt and throw it in the trash.
I'm wearing a hat and shirt for the Vegas Golden Knights rooting for, I think it was the Rangers that night, because I was just so mad at the whole situation. I couldn't even root for the team. Everyone's looking at me like, why is this guy cheering when the other team scores while wearing their merchandise?
A lot of confused drunk people at the bar that night. They were like, what is with this guy?
Which sums up Vegas.
They were like, sir, can I show you a mirror? Because I really don't think you're rooting for the team that you think you are.
That guy's so wasted. He thinks he's rooting for the Vegas Golden Knights, but he's not.
Yesterday, Steve, or is it Dave, got this one wrong.
What number is indicated by the Roman numeral D?
D nuts? No.
D 50?
No.
100?
No.
Who co-starred alongside...
D nuts was really a guess.
All right, then give me a number.
I don't know. 1,000.
No.
D nuts.
You were close, though. It was 500. You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 651 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.